There was a major discussion regarding Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, but as well as Milah b'Shabbos. So we all know it's clear where everyone's in agreement, a Milah b'Zmana is Docha Shabbos. Milah in its time supersedes Shabbos. The question is, what do you mean a Milah b'Zmana you could do on Shabbos is what they call Dechuya? In other words, really, it's Usher. What you're doing for Milah, you're violating a Malacha. But Tzarech Mitzvah, we permit you to do it. Or touch or no. That B'Makom Milah B'Zmano, there's no Usher. It's like Tuesday today. Okay, good. What's the difference? Either way, Milah's Docha Shabbos. So the Vilna Gaon points out, and others, this seems to be the Machlokes, the Mechaber and the Ramah at the end of Hilchas Milah regarding the question of whether you're permitted to have two Mohalim on Shabbos, one doing the Milah and one doing the Priya. And as the old practice was, they did Milah and Priya separately, so to give Kibud to two different Mohalim, so they gave it out to two. That was the practice for many years, and for a long time it was a practice in Yerushalayim as well. In fact, some say they bedafka did it on Shabbos with two Mohalim, even if they didn't all week long, to show that the halacha is like the Ramah. And in a totally different context, I'm not comparing the Mechaber Ramah to the Tzedukim, but the same concept we have, why we specifically do, even if something's mutter, like to be mefer in the darim. We do have Taurus in the darim to show the koach of Torah Shabbat Peh, as we'll see by Milah, by when Yeshua, the pasuk says you should do a Milah Shenis. You should do a Milah a second time. So what does that mean? So the simple pshat means that we know, historically speaking, the Jews got gemalt before the Karban Pesach. In order to eat from the Karban Pesach, they had to get a milah. So all the Jewish people got a milah in Mitzrayim. They didn't do it before, but before the Karban Pesach they did. Then in the Midbar, only Shevet Levi got the milah, not the other tribes, because of some weather conditions, health conditions. So Shevet Levi wasn't nervous about it, so they did it. The others were nervous, so they didn't do it. And that's why, didn't they ask Moshe Rabbeinu? Because there's no answer. Meaning, if you're nervous, there was a level of sakana where if you're nervous about it, you don't do it. But if you're not nervous about it, you do it. So Shevet Levi did it, and the rest of Klal Yisrael didn't do it. Now the Jews are going to enter Eretz Yisrael with Yehoshua. So now let's have another national milah. In other words, all the Jews who didn't get Gemal before, so now they could all, that's what the simple reading is, Milah Shenis. And in fact, that's what the Pasuk seems to say, that they, if you take it literally, I think it says it, scissors. That's why the Karaites used to use scissors. So we assume a scissor is good, but we use a barizon knife. Again, that even though something's mutter, we go ahead to show that we don't want anything to do with Tzedukim, so we go ahead and we do Milah with a knife, or that's why we have the minig is to have hot cholin or hot coffee on Shabbos to show that it's not just neutral, not to violate Malacha, you're allowed to have hot food. So either way, that's what they point out here. So the Gemara has a different shot. Chazal tell us, no, what does Milah Shenis mean? That up until this time, they only did a Milah. From the time of Avram Avinu until now, they did a bris milah, meaning specifically a milah. And now we're going to introduce a new concept called priya. So there'll be milah and priya. The shaila is, Tosis yes, like, what do you mean? Ein navi rasha l'chadish davmiyata. He's a navi sheker. We'll kill Yehoshua for that. And yet we know the lach is like him. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, mo b'lo para ki lo mo. If you do meal without the Priya, it's a no-go. So clearly, we accepted the Priya. So that's what the Mefarshim point out, then really it was Halacha Moshe Misinai. Moshe already told Yehoshua that, don't worry, when you enter Eretz Yisrael, we're going to do Priya. It wasn't that Yehoshua made it up before, kind of like, perhaps like Birkas HaMazon, when the Jews were in the Midbar, they said Hazana Sarkol, with the man. When they entered Eretz Yisrael, they moved on to Nodulacha. Same thing here, it's Halacha Moshe Misinai that you need Priya, and Yehoshua did not make it up. As we see, that's Talacha Marvelo Para Ki'ilu Lo Ma. So the practice was, they used to have two Mohalim, even during the week. So what about two Mohalim on Shabbos? So the Mechaber says no. The Rama says yes. And the Vilna Gaon says, the Mechaber says no, Ki he holds Bila Docha Shabbos is only in Dechuya. That with Tzorach Mitzvah, we let you mechal Shabbos and do the mitzvah, and the Rama holds the Tetra. So, in fact, if this is true, that we passing like the Rama, that Mila is Hutra, so it should come out, then the Vilna Gaon points out, according to the opinion of the Gemara and Yuma, that says we're going to have Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos for Mila, so it would come out according to the Mechaber, then Pikuach Nefesh would be Dechuya, while according to the Rama, it would be Hutra. So that was the practice. So the Minhag Yerushalayim was to Dafka call up two Mohalim to give them cover to ensure that you're following the Rama. So that was the practice. And the Rama says, how do I know it? Because we learn now from the Karbonos. We see by the Karbonos Siba, the Tamidim Musafim, the one that Kovei Lazman, like they did many things. They did the Shechita, you know, they vowed Havara. I mean, you had the Zrika Saddam, you involved many different malachas, and yet we had many different Kohanim involved in the Avodah in the Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. I wanted to get one Kohen to do it, and we see the Rama writes, we see a Tetra. And therefore the Rama says, just like we see a Tetra by Karbonos Docha Shabbos, so too Mila as well. And the Mechaber agrees to the Karbonos. There's no Machlokas on that. He says it's a local din in Karbonos. It's not a din in Mila. And therefore, so that's the Machlokas. Rama holds you can have two Mohalim even on Shabbos. The Mechaber said no. And then perhaps, according to the Gra, this is the Nafka Mina in terms of whether you say, when we say, V'yom HaShmini Yimo B'sar HaLaso, Amilo B'Zmana Kamidan on Shabbos, this is debate whether it's Hutra or Dechuya. Mechaber says Dechuya, and the Rama says Hutra.